I've called the meeting to order. First order of business, I will ask that the secretary please call the roll. Susan, please mute yourself.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay. To start out, everybody unmute themselves so that we can get this done quickly, okay? So everybody unmute themselves. And then you can mute yourself later. Are we ready? Teresa Allen.
Present. Allen is present.
David Britton.
Just a minute.
I'll come back. Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Joseph Davis. I think I've seen him. Unmute.
If he doesn't answer, move on.
Okay, I'll come
Please
back.
Please mute yourselves while we call the roll.
Yeah. Elaine Duncan. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Henry Faust. Robert Gartner. Robert Lee. Present. Mike Lewis. Cheryl Lynn. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Mary Ann Martinez.
Here.
Mac McPherson.
I'm here.
Tori Mercer.
Here.
Stuart Nance.
I'm here.
Rick Norris.
Hello, everybody. I'm present.
Frank Protka.
Present.
Andrea Riley. Oh, apologize. Resigned. Jane Schindler? Schneidman?
No N in it. Jane Schindler. Present.
Schindler. And present. And thank you. Debbie Smith.
Present.
Richard Uzel.
Present.
Egberto Willis. Come back. Susan Young.
Here. Present.
Okay. Couple that we've skipped just to see in case. David Britton.
Here.
Thank you. Joseph Davis. Elaine Duncan. Henry Faust. Mike Lewis. Cheryl Lynn. Egberto Willis.
Hello. Okay. Hello. I'm trying to get the 346 number to Mike Lewis so he can get on. Thank you.
Okay. Just counting them up. We have a quorum. If anyone else comes, just get on and tell me that if you were not present at the beginning, and we'll mark you in. Oh, are there any excused absences?
The other numbers?
Okay. Non-member here.
Okay. Yeah, and can I just throw this back to Mac and say, hey, Mac, when are we going to have the candidate speak? I was talking to one and I need to tell her when to get in and sign in. And I think that Derek, another candidate, might be on with us.
It is on the agenda, which I'd love to get to. We've set it up for 7:30. So I'm going to read the agenda and ask its approval. You can't approve what you don't know, so let me read the agenda. Item 1, call to order. We've done that. Roll call. We've done that. Item 3, agenda approval. That's what I hope to accomplish here. 4, minutes approval. I believe we have the minutes for the May 8th meeting. We've allotted 10 minutes for that. Hopefully it doesn't take that. We have time certain at 7:30. We have those candidates for the LSB vacancy, who join us this evening. They will have an opportunity to address the LSB. We've allotted 2 minutes for each candidate to give a statement, following which there will be an opportunity for questions and answers. That is, one question for the candidates collectively per LSB member, with an opportunity for the candidate to respond in 1 minute. When we've exhausted any questions, then final statements by each candidate who is present at 1 minute. Then there is a motion which has been sent around. I did that, I think. A motion to authorize the tellers to conduct the balloting. And if we are not completed, if we have not managed to complete the business of the delegates assembly by 8 o'clock, we will necessarily interrupt it for public comment, which is kind of set in stone, and then resume the assembly afterwards if necessary. Following the assembly, adjournment of the assembly and public comment, we'll have 5 minutes for staff recognition, 15 minutes for the interim general manager's report, 15 minutes for the PNB representative's report, 5 minutes each for KPFT committee reports at COI, development and outreach, governance, MSRC, and finance. I don't believe there's any unfinished business, but who knows? There may or may not be any new business. That will be the time to bring it up. And then we will confirm the next meeting set for July 11th, 2024. We will adjourn by 10 p.m. certain or earlier. Is there a motion?
So moved. Hello, motion. Mike Lewis is aboard.
Hi, Mike. Motion to
approve the
Jimbo. Yes. Is there a second? Is there a second for the motion?
I second the motion.
And is there any objection? Going once, going twice, hearing no objection.
I have a question. I have my hand up.
I will call you in just a moment. I will call you in just a moment, Ms. Castaneda.
You asked for objections.
Yes, Ms. Castaneda.
It's a point of information.
What is your point of information?
We were told that we just received less than in kind of half an hour before the meeting.
What?
The statement of some candidate.
Okay.
And how can we be informed and make questions when we didn't receive anything before? And second, I'm sorry, let me finish with the question. And then
quickly,
the second thing I asked the secretary, because I heard on the air and somebody else heard on the air, and even the secretary told me that he wasn't sure. He had the idea that we have two vacancies. Are you confirming that we have only one vacancy? And the third question is, who make Bill Crozier assistant secretary?
I will address your points of order in the order in which you've raised them. Had you paid attention to your emails, I sent the information we had regarding the one LSB vacancy myself this morning. If you're on the LSB serve list, then you got it. I think that actually addresses both your first and second points. Your third point is not, I'll rule that out of order. Nobody knows what you're talking about in terms of Mr. Crozier being secretary. He's not even a member of this body.
Well, it's the email that we received half an hour ago.
Ma'am,
Crozier is assistant secretary.
From this point on, I'm going to rule that out of order because, as I told you, I personally emailed it to every member on the LSB listserv. If you're on
the
listserv,
then the email is a fake email? It's a fake email?
I've ruled, ma'am. So, and I've lost track of the agenda because I only have one screen. Minutes approval. I believe I know I received the minutes. Everyone received the minutes.
Yeah, I got them.
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to approval of the minutes? Going once, going twice. Sold. All right. It is 7:18. We have a time certain of 7:30 to go to the delegates assembly. So, let us devote the next few minutes to, out of order, to staff recognition. Would anybody like to recognize, individual members of the staff? Really?
They're all wonderful.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I would like to acknowledge Robin Lewis. She has very graciously set up whatever she could for us to participate in events for Juneteenth and Pride. Pride right now is not working out, but she is working on it. And I really do appreciate that, because that is above and beyond what she is, I think, paid to do.
Mr. Chair?
Are you fixing to note for the secretary that Egberto Willis has joined us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Joseph Davis.
Thank you.
Joseph Davis is here too.
Joseph, and, can you announce yourself? I don't
know. Yes, this is Joseph. Thank you for calling me.
There you are.
Thank you, Joseph.
Are there, as I said, we've got a few minutes before. We don't have time for the IGM's report in between now and our 7:30 hard stop for the delegates assembly.
I'll throw one in.
Please.
I would just want to thank Sandy for all of his hard work. And the morning slot, and I apologize, the name seemed to have changed, but in the last couple of weeks, we've pulled in Bluestein and maybe one other, but the morning slot is very, very good. And I'll just congratulate one, the programmers that have gone into that morning slot, which is, I guess 1 or 2 days at a time. And just the professionalism of everybody, and Sandy for scrambling to get that done. So thank you.
Yes. I never offer anything in the way of staff recognition, but I too will say that Sandy's been doing a bang up job.
I need a fork.
Programming and fundraising and the whole, just everything. Stuart.
Community outreach.
Yeah, I wanted to,
I'll call on you in a moment, Adriana. Stuart.
Staff recognition for Howard Reynolds. When we were experiencing problems with AT&T, he made multiple trips to the transmitter site in the middle of the night and has gone above and beyond to try to keep both HD1 and HD2 on the air. So shout out to Howard Reynolds. Thank you.
Every day. Amen. Joseph, you have your hand up?
Yes. I was just thinking when we were talking about Sandy, that the fact that he has volunteered his time to come in and keep us alive and on the air, it's kind of we owe him thanks at every meeting, every day. And we don't mention enough, I guess, even because it's just so important. So thank you. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Sandy, you have your hand up?
Yeah, just the comment about programming, much appreciated, but in all candor, Marlo Blue deserves full credit because she continues to be vigilant and scramble and come up with ideas, and we continue to go forward as a result. So thank you, Marlo. And also to Mo Thomas on the HD2 stuff. And John Mellon.
Adriana, you have your hand up.
Yes, I want to thank Steve Hunter that resigned his show You Talk last week. Thank you.
Rob Lee?
Yes, I was going to propose that we double the level of Sandy's stock options, but I'm not sure that I have authority to do so. But no, seriously, I do have a suggestion, and it would be a proposal that we can go back and debate. But my proposal is this. I suggest that the that the board of directors contribute to what I'll call a slush fund, or maybe I'll call it a coffee fund, or whatever it is that would be appropriate. And maybe we would contribute $10 or $20. And then with that, when we do this staff recognition, I think we should name one of the programmers or Marlo or whoever, programmer, whatever of the month. And we should give them a $10 or $20 Starbucks card. Just little things like this really don't mean very much. But, you know, I can envision Sandy having a significant ceremony and awarding this wonderful prize to people once a month.
Yeah, I can see a whole investiture ceremony. And Jane, your hands up. We still have a few more minutes.
My only modification to that would be something other than Starbucks, so the $20 would go farther. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even, how about some market? Something with, that's all.
I note Sandy's conspicuous silence. So.
Okay, Sandy wants the Starbucks. Okay, sorry.
Whataburger's out of the question, right?
All right.
You get whatever you want.
Okay, Teresa, we still have a few minutes. Teresa, you have your hand up?
Yes, I don't want to rain on the parade, but I can't see having an election every month. I can't imagine how time consuming that would be.
We have all this extra time and spirit of comity at these meetings. I don't see why there would be any problem with that. All right.
Did we have Adriana wanting to talk?
She has spoken and does not have her hand up. Let's not borrow trouble. is it possible? Let me ask a secretary. Do we have the? We're almost up on it. Do we have the candidates here?
Let's ask who has joined us.
I'm here, Anita Long.
Anita Long.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Derek Mitchell, here, Oregon.
And Derek Mitchell. So I think we just have two of the candidates for tonight, sir.
Yeah, Derek's still there.
Mr. Chair.
I think the chair is frozen.
Oh, did we lose him?
He's not blinking.
Oh my goodness. Okay, what is the protocol when we are chairmanless?
Wait a second, let him call back in. Position.
The secretary can do it.
I can get another chair. Really bad joke.
Right chair. We have the vice chair. The vice chair can do it.
I don't think she's here.
That goes to
the secretary.
We got two hands up. Let's recognize. I think I did see Adriana, and yes. Then to Jane.
Mac is back.
Yes. Yes. Well, and my question is, because we have three candidates that we received just this morning, but all the candidates, I want to know who informed me. I mean, Mac, we cannot hear you.
Shoot. Is he out at the ranch or something?
I have a question, Mr. Secretary.
Yes, go ahead, Adriana. You have 1 minute.
Okay. Who sent the information to all the candidates? Because I see that one of the candidates is not here, and I want to know who and when, if they, all of them, received the information to be present in this meeting. We didn't receive any of that information. We should.
No, I lost power, and I'm trying to get.
Okay, we'll let you get on, but Adriana, I will address your question. Sometime over the weekend, later in the weekend, I reached out to the candidates. I will admit that I did not know the full protocol. This is my first rodeo on this. And, so sometime over the weekend, the candidates were reached out to. I did have an email problem with Derek. So Derek, thank you for coming up. I did try to contact you and the email was kicked back, but the other two candidates we did get emails out to.
Okay. And all the candidates were informed that they should be today.
It is 7:30. Excuse me. It is 7:30.
Okay. I'm going to jump in here. It's 7:30. Let me jump in. It's 7:30. Max having a phone problem. I suggest that we start with the candidates. And I suggest we start with Anita Long. And somebody help me here. Do we give them 5 minutes? What are we going to give them?
2 minutes.
Yeah, the procedure is stated in the agenda. It's a 2 minute statement per candidate.
The agenda says 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry, but we need to open the delegate assembly first.
Ma'am? I'm trying to do that, but I'm stuck over here. So with that, we have recessed the meeting of the LSB. I will now call to order the assembly delegates, the delegate of assembly, and ask the Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Do we want to let Jane speak first? I'm happy to take roll.
Do we have a timekeeper?
I will do it. The roll.
I'm the timekeeper.
I will Thank keep you. Time.
Awesome.
Okay. Mac is keeping the time. Mac, that's you. All right. Here we go. Roll. Here we go. Teresa Allen.
Allen is present.
David Britton.
Here.
Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Adriana Casanay.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Present. Thank you.
Elaine Duncan. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Henry Faust.
Here.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm going to mark you both times, Henry.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Robert Gartner. Robert Lee, present. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Cheryl Lynn. Mary Ann Martinez.
Present. Present.
Mac McPherson. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Stuart Nance.
Here.
Rick Norris.
Present.
Frank Protka.
Present.
Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Debbie Smith. Richard Uzel.
Present.
Egberto Willis.
Present.
Susan Young.
Present.
There we go. Roll call accomplished.
Do we have a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. in that event. We have, because of my losing power here, I'm not sure how many
two
candidates we have. I know we have Ms. Long, and who's the other one?
Derek Mitchell.
Well, welcome, folks. We would very much like to hear from you, and to that end, please, Ms. Long, we'll take you first. If you will please, if you would like to address the assembly for, say, 2 minutes, and tell us why you're here, why you want to be here.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some of my thoughts today. I did do a deep dive about why I would want to be along with all of you on KPFT. I'd have to say that I've been a career, you know, volunteer. I have spent pretty much all of my life since high school working with the nonprofit sector. And I embrace the spirit of volunteerism. I'm going to read some of my notes, if that's okay with you.
You've got a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay. Community impact. I love to be able to help and amplify diverse communities. I'm a champion for the underrepresented communities, and I think it's important to promote social justice. I have extensive background in fund development, fundraising, and I enjoy doing that. I'd say that preserving local culture, art, music, and enriching the community landscape of the community by providing literacy and workshops and engaging people, that's an important aspect. I've done so many various things in my life, honestly. I tend to have worked on large format projects with the nonprofit, you know, arena. And I think at this stage of my life, this is a good opportunity for not only me to find people that are more like-minded, and to be able to share some of the gifts that I have, like I've done with many organizations over my years. And if you had an opportunity to look at any of my background, you'll see that I've done so many various things. Everything from researching doing interviews with 400 German people in Washington County. That was a 7-year project that I worked on and did a documentary. I've been acknowledged by Smithsonian, Library of Congress. But I do feel that I have something to offer.
Thank you, Ms. Long. Sounds as if you do. Derek Mitchell, Mr. Mitchell, would you like to address the delegates assembly?
Should I leave now?
No. Somebody might have a question.
Okay.
Mr. Mitchell, Derek, you are muted. But I can see you. I can see you on the grid. If you'd like to address the assembly, now would be the opportune moment. Not hearing from him. If Mr. Mitchell surfaces, then we can certainly circle back. Does any member of the assembly have any questions for Ms. Long?
Adriana?
Hang on, I don't see your hand up.
Well, yeah. I don't know what's happened with my hand.
I see Susan Young's hand up.
Okay.
Susan, you're muted, Susan.
Why don't you go ahead and take Adriana first, because she doesn't know Anita yet, and I do.
Okay. Well, I would take Mr. Mercer first, but Adriana, you've been volunteered.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming, Ms. Long. I'm very, very sorry. I'm a really careful person, and I do my fiduciary duties very, very, I take it very seriously. One of my problems is that I feel I need to ask the two of you that are here to forgive me because I will not, we received this morning, according to the chair, your statements. I work. I didn't have time to read it and I'm not prepared. I'm very, very sorry. And like I said, I ask forgiveness to the two of you because I'm not doing my job correctly, but it's not, wasn't up to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana.
Tori Mercer, you had your hand up?
Yeah.
Question?
Anita.
This is a time for asking questions, not making random statements. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Please.
Anita, I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm really looking forward to having you on the board. You're so extremely qualified. My question is, of all the Pacifica programs and programmers, which one has had the most impact on your life?
Well, I'd actually can't tell you which one individually has had the most impact on my life. I have brought people to be interviewed at KPFT some time ago. And that was maybe 10 years ago, but I don't have anyone in particular that I would say has made a definite impact on my life. I listen to various things, but I think, I'm mostly trying to bring myself into a place where I can become more familiarized with the various programming. But I appreciate your question.
Susan.
Apologies. I have got to send something to our council. I'll be back on in a minute.
Jane Scheidler, you had your hand up. Jane?
No, I just want to say that I read Anita's profile and I'm really impressed. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I don't see any other hands to ask questions. Let me ask again, Mr. Mitchell, Derek Mitchell, are you with us? Would you like to address the LSB Assembly of Delegates? I'm not hearing anything.
I see that he's here, but maybe he's muted. I don't know.
Well, ma'am, he is muted, but neither is he responding. You've heard me ask after him. Susan, are you still on the call?
Yes, I'm back from what I was doing. Anita, would you be kind to just tell us a little bit about your work in film and in helping, you know, bring young people to be trained, and a little bit about your work with Compassionate Houston?
So I've spent the last three decades working with young people, fourth grade through high school, and teaching them about digital media and working to, during the 1999, I was involved all throughout the United States and traveled all over the United States with a program called Weed and Seed to bring technology to underserved children. And really it was matching young people with their elders and also teaching seniors how to use this new technology. But the backbone of it was always geared around socially responsible content and encouraging young people to engage in their community. So I did everything from, matching girls up and boys up with women who had survived cancer, stroke survivors, diabetes awareness. I learned even my own, our own history around veterans by bringing young people together with veterans. That was what I was acknowledged for when I took 80 veterans to the World War II Memorial with 20 docents, young people, docents, to care for these veterans while we were at the World War II Memorial. And I've just done so much. So what was your second question? So,
Compassionate Houston.
Yeah. So Compassionate Houston, I have, I just launched something called Sowing Seeds of Compassion in the Community. And it was to work with various people, 140 community gardens, and encouraging them to do community gardens, even if you live in an apartment, that you can grow something. My concern was that not only is it something positive for you to engage with just nature itself, but to be able to have the ability to know that you can grow things and be able to consume them.
Thank you, Ms. Wong. Ms. Cassanave, you've raised your hand again. I must ask, do you have a question for the candidate?
It's a procedure. We have one of our members, Bob Gardner, LSP member, that he cannot reach with his own phone. And you can see the 1438 hands up. He's there. Mm-hmm.
Let me address him, Ms. Cassanave. phone number ending in 1438. Are you there?
That's me.
That's who?
Yes.
Nancy has me merged on her phone.
Nancy Seinbar, you are not a member of the LSB nor of the Assembly of Delegates. I was told that Bob Gardner was there. Bob, are you there? Would you like to announce your presence to be counted today?
Yeah.
Are you Bob
Gardner?
Can
you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
Okay. I got him. Secretary. I got Bob.
Thank you. So, Rob, do you have any questions? The hand is still up. Do you have any questions for Ms. Long? Going once.
Do I?
Going twice. That was the question, yes. So,
I just got on the phone, so no, but I have enjoyed the 2 minutes that I've heard from her.
Let me circle back around and ask again, Derek Mitchell. We're fixing to bring this, the candidate's presentations to a close. So, Derek, if you're there, now is your time. Going once, going twice. Ms. Long, if you'd like to make any sort of final statement.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
There's a hand raised for Lyndon.
I'm sorry. I'm doing two screens because I'm looking for Derek Mitchell. Yeah, Yes, Lyndon. You have a question for the...
Yes, I sure do. Thank you, Mac. Ms. Long, thank you for joining us. I just read your submission or statement of your submission. And so I was really impressed. I'd love to see, you know, or hear some of the things you've done with film and the project you're doing up in Brenham, Texas. But I also saw the Ink Spots Museum and I go, okay, I've heard of the Ink Spots. And so that's here in Houston?
Yes, sir. I had it open for 10 years and now it's a virtual.
Okay.
So I'm still preserving the memorabilia and various things from my father. And in fact, yes, I'm also working with AARP to do a whole series around helping seniors learn to share their stories and do family history and this sort of thing, because basically that's what I did was I dug into our family and opened a little museum in the Heights for my father when he was 103.
Oh, really?
And lived to be 105. Yes, wow. He reminded me that when I was 13 that I told him we would have a gallery one day. And when he was 103, I was like, oh, my God, I think I need to do something.
Yeah, you got to it, huh?
And I got to it. So it was a beautiful thing. But I still preserve everything and archive. And it's Somburg in New York is very interested in me being able to do a virtual presentation that potentially would go throughout the United States.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ms. Long.
And I'm teaching others how to do it.
Lyndon, do me a favor. I've lost, when I logged logged back in. I lost the ability to put hands down. So yes, thank you for putting your hand down. Otherwise, I will completely lose track. Ms. Long, yes, would you like to take another minute to address the LSB before we move to authorize the tellers to conduct the balloting? Would you like to make any further address? You got a minute.
Well, I think, Susan is trying to say, is she saying something?
Sorry, you've got a couple of hands. You've got Sandy and Richard.
Okay. Then let's go to Sandy and, but bear in mind, we do need to get to, a way to actually elect someone.
Excuse me, but Derek, please, Derek go ahead, put Sandy. A note. Derek put a note in the chat. You might want to take a look.
I he's can't.
Apparently got a phone call, yeah, so he's not able to get on. But if you take a look, he put a note in the chat.
I'm looking at the chat. I don't see one. So again,
that's fine. My call just completed. If okay. That helps.
Because it wasn't. It was.
Thank you. So, yeah. Derek, you unmuted yourself for a minute there. Would you like to address the LSB, the delegates assembly?
Honestly, yeah.
Then please take 2 minutes.
You got it. All right. So for 2 minutes, I mean, pretty much, yeah, just to like, at the end of the day, I just kind of wanted the opportunity to just observe the committee. Cause I did kind of just want it like, I saw this as just like a way for me to get with the members and like not even really like kind of put myself out there. I just figured like I could just sit back and just like kind of watch like the mechanics of it. And I mean, I appreciate that just like at the end of the day. So like anything beyond that is just kind of like, it's stellar, you know, but, yeah, really it's just, just seeing how you guys are organized and everything is, I just really appreciate it. Like I've done like some kind of broadcasting and, I'm more of like electronics, mechanical tech kind of guy. I do like radio. And I like internet streaming as well, but. Just in general, it's just like, I just kind of wanted to see how you guys operate.
Well, here we are. Does anyone have any questions for, Derek? I guess that's Teresa. You have your hand up?
Yes. Yes.
Please.
Thank you very much, Sean. Derek, we currently have an opening on our LSB. And today we were interviewing people that were interested in serving on the board. Are you saying that you're not interested in serving on the board at this time or?
No, I'm absolutely interested. This sounds like a great opportunity. A volunteer kind of thing. That sounds great.
Okay. So can you tell us, what about KPFT interested you? Did you hear about this on the air and so you're saying that you have internet streaming experience and you're interested in radio. Have you been listening to KPFT long? Tell us a little bit about your interaction with the station at this point.
Right. So I heard one ad saying you guys needed volunteers. And I didn't know what that was for. I didn't know if it was like for like a labor or like skilled craftsman gig or what. That's why I sent that email and that's how I'm here.
Okay. Rob, you have your hand up. And you're muted.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Hey, Derek, have you done any other work with nonprofits and groups? If I recall, I believe your attorney, if I read your email right, and are you doing any work or have done any work with nonprofits or groups that would be some relevant experience to serving on the board?
I've done work with nonprofits, but they're more like Food Not Bombs and like other groups. I'm not an attorney. I'm like a mechanical, like a electronics technician, like I operate different, I'm not an attorney at all. So I'm sorry if I misled anyone with that. I don't know which email that.
No misleading. I thought maybe I saw a JD behind your name. I apologize. Please continue.
Thanks, Rob. Jane, you have your hand up.
Thank you. My question would kind of echo and follow on with Reese's. I'm assuming you can hear. I switched to a different audio. And I want to get a little deeper into experience with, as a long time listener, what kind of shows you were interested in, and other experience that you might have that you could bring to the board as a community participant. I love Food Not Bombs. I think it's great, but I'm just kind of curious about, and speaking as a former programmer, although it was a while back, that my interest in KPFT goes back 40 years, but I know that's not a requirement. So I'm just a little curious.
So the question to Derek is what?
That my question, Derek, is any previous participation in KPFT activities?
Derek?
None. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, yeah, none at all. Like, I've listened to KPFT for a while. I've worked for different, like venues, like doing like sound and things like that. Like, so like really like when I, you know, am like thinking of KPFT, like for me, it's just all about the music. So like if I was to like, come on board to, you know, with the LSB, like it's just, I understand like what the community has like a whole lot to do with, like, I mean, like some with like the city of Houston, things like that. And, that's like outside of my, like, outside of my personal like experience range, but I do know how to like, I do know like how to like, you know, like run programs, things like that. And, I mean, like if you guys had like events, things like that, like physical events to kind of organize, I'm pretty good with those as well. And, like, yeah, just like, you know, shows at like, you know, just, different venues, things like that. I mean, I just honestly wasn't sure what you guys were looking for. And then okay. Miss Martinez, thanks, was just Derek. Like, you know, just jump
Derek,
on.
Derek, we allot 1 minute for answers. Tori, Mercer, you have your hand up. You have a question for.
Yeah, Derek, first, two thumbs up on working with Food Not Bombs. The first Food Not Bombs kitchen in Houston was right here, right over there, about 30 years ago. And, Mike, I'll ask you the same question, that I asked the other candidate. What KPFT programmer or program has had the most effect on your life?
Okay, there's a few like night blocks that are like no longer with us, but, I'd have to say, let's see. In general, like most of the blues blocks, like with like Nuri Nuri and them, like just like actual, just like, just the music really. Cause I mean, I'll show people different, you know, just like, you know, any kind of like really any block from the station. And like, I mean, I'll get people hooked. Like that's just like kind of like the whole thing. So it's just like, I heard you guys needed some sort of like, some sort of help. And that's why I reached out. So it's like, I mean, yeah, like I'm just a huge fan of just in general. Like, I mean, okay. So some of like the early morning stuff is good. Like Democracy Now, like, you know, I'll like do that like as a kind of, as like a very influential one. I'll say that like, I'll say like Nuestra Palabras, that one.
An excellent choice.
All right. I will note that we are coming up on a hard stop in about 2 minutes, which is public comment. And we are nowhere near. We got a. We still have more questions. I see William Kerr. I see Adriana again. I see Marianne Martinez, and I see Richards has his hand up.
We extend
we're not going to get through those, much less a motion to actually move any candidate to an election. So, if Lillian, if you can ask your question yes. briefly and we can get a 1 minute answer, then we can go to public comment.
I just want to clarify that our candidates, but and I thank you both, Anita and Eric, or Mr. Mitchell and Ms. Long, for your interest in serving on the LSB board, has the commitment and the it's a 2-year term, has all that been made clear? We have monthly meetings, such as this one tonight. They last about 3 hours. And there is an expectation for LSB board members to attend as many meetings as possible and participate in these board meetings. I don't know if that's been communicated, but I know that when I was approached, I had to clarify in my mind for my own scheduling purposes whether this was something I could take on. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
So, Derek, do you understand the question?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty plain.
It's a time soak.
Yeah, okay. No, that's not so much for me. I was on the Legal Aid board for 16 years, and Compassionate Houston, I'm going on 6 years. So I tend to dig in and work. Yeah.
Okay. That takes us right up to our hard stop. So Adriana, I will come back to you after the meeting, after we reconvene. I will now recess.
It's a point of order.
I will now recess the assembly of delegates and move to public comment section.
We are receiving from Rosa Garnett.
Ma'am, if you keep interrupting me, I will.
Can you hear what I'm saying? It's serious.
All right. Here we go. This is fun. You're welcome to stay, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just wanted
members
to be sure.
Of the public may address the LSB in increments of 5 minutes. That would include actually the candidates because they are not presently members. They may address the LSB in order that all who wish to do so may have an opportunity. We're going to do it in increments of 5 minutes. Should there be no next person in line ready to speak, then a previous speaker may have another opportunity to address the body. Again, subject to that same time limit. During this period, no LSB member, and I emphasize this, no LSB member may respond to or interact with the public speaker, with the member of the public. By the same token, our goal in conducting these meetings is to be and to remain
Rhonda.
Calling people by name. Calling people by name or without identifying them by name, but nonetheless making remarks defamatory in nature will not be tolerated. Insults will not be tolerated. They're inappropriate. This isn't that forum. A single instance of that described conduct will be met with a warning to desist. Continuation of that conduct will result in removal of the speaker from the meeting. So, are there any members of the public, not LSB members, members of the public who wish to address the LSB? I see a hand up. Is that Henry? Is that Henry Faust? You're muted. I'm going to move over to the cell phone ending in 1438. I'm going to bet a dollar that that's Nancy Saibara Narotoma. Would you like to address the LSB?
Yes, 3-8.
5 minutes.
This is Nancy Saibara. Yeah, can you hear me?
5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I can be heard. I've just been told by text of Adriana Casanave
that there is another candidate and is not being, she's not, Rhonda Garner, she's not being allowed to present her application for this LSD seat vacancy. This is wrong to deny somebody a member of the station. So please do allow Rhonda Garner to come in and present her application for this vacant seat. Here. Hello? Am I heard?
Are you done?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any other member of the public who wishes to address the LSB? Going once, going twice. You know, I don't hear any. Well, actually, I did just see a hand. Bill Crozier, you have your hand up? Would you like to address the LSB?
Thank you, Mac. I just want to say thanks, first to all of you, current LSB members, and the ones who submitted applications or interested in becoming LSB members. Really appreciate your commitment. I know it takes time, and we do need more people to help keep things going and help us, you know, help lead the way. I've been impressed that KPFT has been able to get more sustaining members. That's a really good thing. I encourage all of you to encourage your friends to become sustainers, whether or not you can afford to do that or not, but so that they can give monthly donations automatically. I've done that for a long time. It's easy. I don't have to remember when I last donated, and encourage everybody to do that. And I know Pacifica still has a lot of really serious financial problems, but I've been, you know, there's a little bit more hope now. I've been encouraged to hear that there's some changes at WBAI in the leadership there. And I think that's one of the things that will help Pacifica more than almost anything, because WBAI has been such a drain financially on the network. And they're in a position where they have the biggest market, the more people in the listening area than any of our other stations. There was over 15 million people, excuse me, in their listening area a few years ago, and they have a superb signal. And I hope that with some good programming and commitment to provide programming that people will want to listen to and support, that can help turn things around. I've also really appreciate the work that Marlo's done and Sandy, you know, in trying to get programming that people want to listen to here and will support. That's helped improve the listenership as well as the donations here. So that's really a good thing too. But appreciate the commitment, and I encourage all of you to ask your friends if they'd like to consider being a candidate for the local station board, because this month is the time to put their name in the hat for this year's elections, which coming up, you know, pretty soon. And I believe the deadline is the end of June to apply. So thank you all, and I'll shut up for now.
Yes, there's Ethan Michelle Gans. You have your hand up. Would you like to address the LSB?
Yes, sir. There's a majority of people of color in Houston, and is that represented on the LSB? I'm not sure that is. Also, do we have any young people on the LSB? Because if you want new stuff and everything, I think that there should be young people. You know what I mean? If there's governance, I think that needs to continue. You know what I mean?
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vi's phone, V's phone. Is that V or Vi?
It's V, sir. Thank you.
Yes. Would you like to address the LSB?
Yes, I would. Thank you so much. So I don't have anything prepared, so I'm really just going to speak from the heart right now. I'm mostly talking to the newer members of the LSB right now. I really encourage y'all to go back and listen to the governance meeting of May 21st and also listen to the one that happened last night, because the behavior by some local station board members on last night's meeting was absolutely appalling, completely embarrassing. We had some folks from other stations come to our meeting last night, and they left in like 15 minutes because of the way that board members behaved at yesterday's meeting. So I appeal to the new members, please listen to the May 21st meeting and listen to yesterday's governance meeting and hear the difference in how those two meetings were conducted and the complete, complete night and day difference in decorum. Again, appealing to the newer members on the board, I would like for you to look around and recognize who you are on the board with. You've probably heard me say this before, and I feel like I'm like beating a dead horse, I think is the phrase at this point. I am the youngest member that comes around to these meetings, that comes to the board meetings, that comes to committee meetings. And that is a shame. I've been around KPFT since like 2009, and it 100% changed my life for the better. That being said, I was a youth at the time. I am now approaching the age where I will no longer technically be a youth. And there are still no other younger people here. So going back to the governance meeting of last night, I really, really need y'all to understand this is why we don't have any young folks around. And it's a problem. It's such a problem. Who are we going to hand off KPFT to? This station is going to die. My generation, please, again, listen to the meeting of last night. People my age don't put up with stuff like that. And you ask the next generation, they will hang up on you in 2 seconds. Like, KPFT will not survive. I feel it breaks my heart to think that and to say that. But the way things are going right now, KPFT will not survive. When I first joined the board in, like, early 2010s, there were actually a handful of young people coming to the committee meetings, coming into the board. And when I say young people, I mean youth. I mean people, technically youth is anyone under 35. There were people in those age groups coming and actively participating, giving contributions. It was a different, KPFT was so different 10, 15 years ago. It was so different. So I'm appealing, I'm talking to the new board members. I'm please appealing to you, please hear me when I say that this station will not survive if we don't change our behavior, if we don't make this a place where people my age and younger feel comfortable to say what we think and to give our input and to contribute in a meaningful way. Instead of yesterday, I was yelled at, screamed at by multiple people who are like the age of my grandparents, older than my parents' age. How does that look on us? How does that look on us as a group? But second of all, again, you will not have youth stick around. And you can see it. Youth are not sticking around. They are not sticking around the way that the station is currently operating. So please, please, I'm appealing to the new members. Listen to the meeting, May 21st and yesterday. Hear the difference and try and take in. And I'm not saying like leave your position. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying please try and take in and consider, like seriously consider someone who's 20, 25, 18, maybe 15 listening to last night's meeting. How are they going to respond? Honestly, you listen to last night's meeting and tell me if you want to be part of this station anymore, because that was board members acting in just repulsive ways. So just to sum it up, y'all. This station is going to fail if we don't bring in youth and keep them. Please, please listen to what I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you, V. Akua, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you and good evening to everyone. And I want to thank everyone who has volunteered and served KPFT over the years. It hasn't been an easy walk. And, when I started, it was because of Dr. Obadike Kamau, who transitioned this year. It was his program alone and his enthusiasm and his brilliance and intellect that attracted
a lot of people, scholars, students, people in the community, from the African American community and the Caribbean community to his show, as well as scholars from all walks of life. Oba Dike was probably one of the longest serving, scholars and activists, at OPFT who finally became interim general manager only to be sabotaged by a person who spoke on this call tonight. And speaking of that, I want to know, and I'm going to talk about the governance meeting last night, and I do wish that all of you would listen to that meeting. It was embarrassing. I was ashamed at the Karen-like behavior of some of the bullies on this LSB that were on that call. It was absolutely astonishing to hear grown
women. I will interrupt you, ma'am. Akua, I will interrupt you. There's no name calling. Please proceed.
I'm just telling you about the behavior.
That's your
first
warning.
I apologize. I'm speaking of behavior, sir. So exactly what was the name call? What was the name call? So I won't repeat it. What was name calling, please?
Please proceed.
I'm asking you, would you explicitly state to me what was a name call? So I will not repeat that. I am not here to call names. I was addressing a behavior.
You have 3 minutes, ma'am. Please.
Okay. Well,
he won't
right.
answer that. He just wants to be in authority.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll move on. But anyway, I am disturbed by people from KPFT constantly pointing the fingers about the financial matters at WBAI. We need to get our own house in order. For the past decade, people from our station have been consistently involved in pointing the fingers at whatever is happening at WBAI. And some folks have been a part of attacking that station. We are one unit. We are Pacifica. We're not one station against the other. And it would behoove us to mind our own business and make our signal area stronger. But on a lot of these calls, you hear KPFT people all over the country throwing stones at other stations. And it's just unprofessional to see that happen, to see here people from our signal area attacking other stations when they're having problems. We've had our own financial problems. Lastly, I want to talk about back to Dr. Oba Dike Kamau. And members of the community have asked that there should be a brick or something placed in his honor, because he is probably, as I said, the longest serving on-air African-American personalities that served at KPFT, who also went on to become manager and was completely sabotaged by our board. So hats off to Dr. Oba Dike Kamau. I have been away because of several deaths in my family. Otherwise, I would have called long before now to thank Dr. Oba Dike Kamau for his longtime service and for his ability to bring people together with his program, and also as the former interim general manager of KPFT. And I still would like to know, sir, you said the board can't talk back, but if someone would call me later or send me a text or an email, I really want to know exactly what adjective that I used, in your opinion, that was name calling. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Sam Oser, would you like to address the LSB?
Hey, everybody.
You have 5 minutes.
Seeing some familiar faces. Thank you so much for the time. So my name is Sam Oser, for those of you who may not know me. I am the unconventional journalist. I report on the movements that fight back. I am an advocacy journalist. I'm a community journalist. I'm on the board for a youth publication called Shift Press. Today we had a whole day conference. I've been teaching youth and helping them write articles and tell their stories for about a year now. And when I say youth, I mean ages between 16 and 25. I report on All Real Radio, and I have my own little podcast, Spotify, all that. So V was talking about how there used to be young people at the station, and I was one of them. I remember V being on the board. I volunteered with KPFT for, I don't know, about a year and a half, too. It was after the Amy Goodman event. I met up with Teresa, and she was like, we need some journalists. And I was like, all right, let's go. And the entire time I was at KPFT, I was met with a lot of resistance. There for a minute, I was reporting on Houston Indie Media, and we were very anti-war. And suddenly we got pulled off for no reason. KPFT is on its way out, and the governance committee is really important. You guys keep saying you want youth. You keep saying you want diversity. The governance committee is really an important factor in that. I've stayed away from KPFT because I have work to do, and KPFT gets in my way, honestly. So that's why I'm no longer with KPFT. But if you want youth and you want community again, you have to really open your hearts and open the community back. I heard stories from Gloria Rubeck, shout out to her, about how like the Black Panthers used to be able to get on air whenever they needed to announce news. And like we have so many community organizers. I report on them. I interview community organizers regularly, and Pacifica would be such. I'm sorry. KPFT meant a lot to me. And the fact that you guys keep being resistant, it really sucks. Y'all are on y'all's way out, and you don't have to be. Please keep the governance committee. Please make progress. I'm tending to the youth. I'm trying. There's so many people trying. And, yeah, that's all I got. So I'm Sam Moser, the unconventional journalist, reporting on the movements that fight back, teaching kids, teaching community. And I would love to come back to KPFT, but you guys got to be nice. Keep the government's community, keep the government's committee, and center community again, please. I try to set up an internship with KPFT for news, try to set up a news crew, and the youth didn't find any value in KPFT, not even social currency wise. And it was really hard. It was really, really hard to witness that. This is for the new members. This is for the government's committee. Please don't dismantle them. Please listen to the voices that you keep pushing out, because KPFT is on its way out, and it won't be surprising, but we want to keep it around because it's important, because Pacifica is important. These public airwaves are public, are important. Sorry, I'm like all snotty. That's all I got.
Hey, thank you, Sam. I'm going to call, this is slightly out of order. I'm going to call Rhonda Gardner. Ms. Gardner, I understand that you've joined us as a candidate. You have your hand up. Are you wishing to address the LSB or as a candidate when we resume the delegates assembly, or both? You're welcome too. I'm just trying to find out. And you have your hand up, but you're not responding. So I'll come back.
Unmute, Rhonda.
I'll come back to Rhonda Gardner. We have an iPhone, just says iPhone with a hand up. Doesn't have a name, so I can't call on you by name or even by phone.
I'm PK.
Oh, hi, PK. Please, you have 5 minutes.
I like to read you something that I've been doing a lot of writing. I belong to an international interfaith organization. We're an NGO, and I'm watching thousands of my friends, family members, finding out that they were killed in Gaza. What's going on in the Middle East is really hard. But it opened up something for me because in January, we lost Dr. Kamau, but I went to show my friend from Israel a historical place, the MLK Center on Samson. It burned down. I didn't even know it. It's a place that I've been a part of since I was 14. My father's students used to help build Madge Bush and Pastor Small, and it's gone. It's gone. I don't think history is going to be kind to us because at one point, I was the person that everybody came to because they knew I was going to be peaceful, ethical, and fair. I long for a time when accountability reigns, where protocols formed relieve our pains, for in holding to account we paved the way to a future where brightness outshines the gray. With these words, I hope to ignite a spark in the darkness, a beacon bright, for in listening, souls find their direction guided by truth, not misdirection. Let us use our gifts, our talents, our might to build bridges of love, dispel the night. For united we stand, divided we fall. In unity lies the answer, the call. So let my words echo in hearts and in mind, a plea for unity, for ties that bind. For in our collective strength, we find our truest joy and build a future where love is our envoy. I cried with you, Sam. I cried with you, Ethan. I cried with you, V. You've been my tomorrow, my immortality. It's in you. I won't be here 25 years from now. And I'm wondering if we have begun to address our own individual accountability. I'm talking to the new people here. You're getting ready to have somebody say that the governance committee needs to be dismantled. And that's so far from the truth. And I would hope that individuals, one who said, when we were talking about May 21st, not only did we have quorum, we had decorum. And you didn't even realize, or you haven't even thanked us for the fact that we included you as being able to nominate other people, that it was, we had the numbers. We had the numbers. We didn't have to think about you at all, but we did. We thought about you. And we included you so that we can move forward together. And then yesterday shows that when you have the numbers, when certain people have the numbers, they do what's right for them and they can give less than a damn about the rest of us. I'm sorry. I can't let it go. I want to kind of walk away and say, this is it. I got enough work. But I'm really trying to plant trees that I will never sit under for my grandson and his sons in the future, for your children, your grandchildren, for understanding that it takes all of us. There is no either or. It's both and or we have nothing. As a peacemaker, for KPFT, for almost a decade, you took my show. I didn't make a big stink about it. I left. because I didn't need you necessarily. But you all need me. And I am KPFT, just as Sam is, V is. We don't even try to heal our pain and get accountable for the truth. But I'm asking everybody to think for themselves. Because on May 21st, we did something right. And then June 11th, everybody wanted to point the fingers at the very individuals who had them in mind when we finished May 21st meeting.
Thank you. Your time is up. I will note it is 8:28. We have two more minutes for public comment. And I'm going to repeat my invitation to
Mac, could I interrupt? Mac, could I interrupt? We've got Rhonda Gardner. I think she's
up. That's where I'm trying to go. And I don't know. I asked you in the chat, Ms. Gardner, I didn't know if you wanted to address the LSB as a body or if you wanted to address the assembly as a candidate. But given that it is now 8:29 by my computer clock, I'm going to suggest that we adjourn to resume, resume the assembly of delegates. And I hate to say, I think we have to take another damn roll. But then I would very much like to hear
public comment, please.
Ma'am, that time has passed. And you had your turn.
Mr. Chair, Adriana Casney, we say motion to extend to leave the person that are there. We have a minimum of 30 minutes. We can give them 5 minutes to talk.
Ma'am, you're not a member of the public. I don't know why we're hearing this. And time is up. It is 8:30. And
that's
I'm a member of the public, and I respectfully would ask
now resume,
you to let other
public. Now
I asked for a 5 minute extension.
We will now resume the delegates assembly.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, can you hear me?
Ms. Gardner, is that you? Yes, we can hear you. And I will...
I did respond. I guess you couldn't hear me, but I responded in the chat to let you know that I wanted to participate in the delegates assembly.
Yes, well, and here we are. I fear that we have to take another roll. So, Mr. Secretary Rob Lee, hopefully you're still there. And if you'll call the roll to ensure that we still have a quorum.
Okay. Are we ready? Here we go.
Yes.
I'll try to do it quickly. Teresa Allen. I'll come back. David Britton.
Here.
Allen is present.
All right. Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Adriana Casanova.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis is present. Thank you.
Elaine Duncan. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Henry Faust.
Here.
Robert Gartner. I'll come back. Did I hear Robert Gartner?
I don't know. Am I muted? Or unmuted?
Okay, I hear you, Robert. I hear you. Thank you.
Oh, well, God. Thank God for that.
Thank you. Mike Lewis.
Yeah, God. You got it, God. Genuflect.
Thank you.
Mike Lewis is here. You're
Cheryl
welcome.
Lynn. Cheryl Lynn. Sandy Wyman.
Present, but not voting. I'm not a delegate. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Mac McPherson.
I am here.
Tori Mercer.
Here.
Stuart Nance.
Here.
Rick Norris.
Yeehaw, I'm still here.
Thank you. Frank Protka.
Present.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler. I'll come back. Debbie Smith?
Present.
Jane, thank you. Debbie Smith?
Present.
Thank you. Richard Uzo?
Present.
Egberto Willis?
Present.
Susan Young? Susan, you can tell us later if you're on. You're probably muted. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. pardon me. Ms. Garner,
yes.
Candidates for the LSB vacancy have the opportunity to address the assembly for 2 minutes. Thereafter, members of the body may ask you questions. You'll have 1 minute to respond to each question. And when we get through that, then you'll have another opportunity to make a final statement, if you wish, of 1 minute. Then we will move to authorize the tellers to authorize the conduct the balloting. I would note that it is 8:33 and we have a time certain to adjourn the LSB meeting at 10 o'clock. So I asked members of the assembly, if you have questions, please ask them. But it's not a time to make speeches or do hypothetical rhetorical stuff. Just ask questions so that candidates can make themselves known to you. Ms. Gardner, would you like to address us, please?
Sure. Hi, everybody. It's been a long time. I would like to be considered as a replacement for an open seat on the LSB. I am 62 years old. I've been listening to KPFT since I was in junior high school. Started out listening to the punk rock program Wake Up and Smell the Coffee with Jay Lee, who used to do the Technology Bites TV show. I have done many things at KPFT. I have been a listener supporter for a very, very long time. I have served as a programmer. I've served as a producer. I've served as a as an employee in the membership department. I've served on the national board. I've probably served on every committee that exists, and I know what I'm getting into. I would like to say thank you to the existing people or management that I'm very grateful that we have a place, that we have a home, and we've been there now for a while. So big kudos. That restored, that gave me reason and cause to want to come back to KPFT, because I felt like, you know, hey, we made it. Since that time, I've done a little bit of volunteering there, and I still have many friends that are associated with KPFT and kind of stay in the grapevine, so to speak. I'm concerned that we don't have, like the young woman that just spoke. Sir, am I on a time limit?
2 minutes, and then you'll be asked questions.
Can you let me know when half of my time is up, please?
You're right there.
Okay. All righty. So one thing, just like the person that spoke in a comment, Sam, talking about there being no youth at KPFT, I'm very concerned about that. I've been concerned about that for the entire time that I have been there. At one time, I even did a fundraiser at KPFT on my own, not with a lot of help from the station, to where I could raise funds to where we could have a summer program for young people that would like to come in and make radio. I did that. They had it that one summer. It never happened again. I can be very, very, very useful. I'm really not interested in the politics of the station. I am interested in getting and bringing youth and helping to raise money for the station. Whenever I was the accounts receivables person at KPFT, I had the highest collection rate in the entire network. I don't feel like I can get on the phone really and ask people for their money yet.
Thank you, Ms. Garner. I'm sorry, but that is your time. Does anyone have, excuse me, turn that off. Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Garner?
Yes.
Please, go ahead, Tori.
Yeah, I'll ask you the same question I asked everybody else. But I'll just also say I loved you as a DJ. Loved your music.
I loved it on the radio.
So the question is, out of all the programmers and programs on KPFT, which one had the most impact on your life?
You have a minute, Ms. Garner.
Which program had the most impact on my life? I would have to
decide your own.
I would actually have to say Democracy Now, because at the time that I listened whenever I was young teenage girl, and then I moved away, came back. And when I came back, I was there basically because of Democracy Now. And I happened to be a great AAA fan, and I loved the music, but I was basically tuning in to listen to Amy Goodman. Programs there that I really like and enjoy are Nuri Nuri's program. I really enjoyed Rick Escardo's program. I love the prison.
Uh-oh.
If she gets her signal back, we'll give her a few more seconds. Well, she's not there. I don't know if you can hear us, Ms. Garner, but you've frozen. Adriana, you have your hand up.
Question. I was ready to ask a question, but if she's not here.
I don't know if she can hear it or not.
I can say she told me by text that she wasn't invited.
Okay.
And she couldn't, and she was waiting.
Hey, Adriana, I'm going to rule that out of order. This is a time to ask questions.
I'm here.
He's here. Hi, there you are. Now, Adriana, do you have a question?
Yes.
The candidate?
My question is, were you invited
to this meeting? No, I was not.
Thank you.
We apologize for that. Richard, you had your hand up.
This is just a procedure. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Richard.
I liked your show, too. This is just a procedural question. I don't see on this thing about the procedure that we're going through that we're actually going to nominate these people. I think we need to nominate them officially before we go into the election. I didn't have a question. Thank you, though.
I'll ask for any discussion. It was my understanding that in this process, we were allowing people to self-nominate. That was Susan, somebody, is that wrong? Teresa, is that wrong? I believe that was the decision at the meeting to allow persons to self-nominate.
Well, if you're going to do that, you need to tell them so that they can say, I nominate myself or something like that.
Okay. Just
I nominate myself.
All right. I don't think there was any confusion, but I'm looking for, we may have lost. Derek, you're still here. I think you told us in so many words that you were asking to serve.
So nobody has any more questions for me? Is that correct?
Thank you. Does anyone have any other questions for Ms. Garner? While I look for, we may have lost Ms. Forgot her name.
Anita.
Teresa.
Hi, Rhonda. I was told that Marianne Martinez had been trying to reach you and had sent emails that returned. So perhaps your email was changed, or perhaps you had some problems with your server or something. She was trying to set it up for you to come onto this call. I guess my question is,
I project on what that is. Whenever I was involved in the KPFT LSB, I had a Yahoo address with KPFT in it, but I haven't used that email for years and years and years. I don't even know if it's still there.
Okay. All right. Well, we're glad you're here. Because it, I think it's, the more voices, the more ideas, I'm always for that. And in fact, anytime you want to join the development and outreach committee, you're welcome to join. And just call me. You have my number. Okay. So my question is, how at this point would you feel is, you could best serve the LSB?
I think that I could best serve the LSB by helping to, and I could do this as a volunteer, trying to help you guys keep up with your sustaining memberships and make phone calls to the membership. I also think that I could greatly, contribute with regards to brainstorming and ideas to help bring younger people and different programmers to the radio station. Try to mix up the demographic there a little bit. Frankly, the station very much feels like it does when I became involved in the Pacifica politics all those years ago during the listener lawsuit. So the station seems to be, although we're financially stable and we've got to pay the bills, I would just really like to see us, you know, have people in their 30s that want to listen to the station. And know from working in membership, I know that, you know, the people, the core base that's paying all these bills are, they're seniors.
That's 1 minute. Thank you. Joseph Davis, you have your hand up. Do you have a question?
No, sir. It was just for your attention later.
Okay, I'll leave it up then. Since there seems to be some question about nominations, I nominate Derek Mitchell and forgive me, someone remind me.
Anita Long.
Thank you so much. That's embarrassing. Anita Long. I nominate Derek Mitchell and Anita Long as candidates for the vacant LSB.
And Rhonda
Garza. Yes, and Rhonda is nominated.
And sir, I did notice that you didn't ask if any of the other, Teresa asked me a question, but then you didn't ask if anybody else had a question for me.
God, I did, but did anyone else have a question? Yes, I did. I asked Joseph Davis and he said no. So, are there any other questions for Ms. Garner? Hearing none.
Hearing none. Thank you.
Hearing none. We have, we have nominations. Is there a motion, regarding,
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Teresa.
I would like to take this opportunity to ask Rhonda to somehow get her corrected email to me or to this board because there were people trying to reach her.
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
Could I interject? Could I interject?
Sure. Rob. Yes. Rob.
Yeah. Rhonda, I apologize. I just looked and I have that Yahoo address. So I had sent out stuff to your Yahoo address.
That's okay. So nope.
I apologize.
No.
And so if you could get your corrected email address to us, we will definitely not let that occur again. Thank you.
All right. And I appreciate Tori reaching out to me to let me know that the meeting was going on. And I think and Adriana reached out to me also. So thank you.
Do we have a motion? I'm going to direct this in particular to Richard or Rob because I don't have the language here. Do we have a motion to submit the candidates to authorize the tellers to conduct the balloting? I don't have that language. Do you?
We will develop it. And I would just say we make a motion to accept all three candidates and we will write the appropriate language to get that to the tellers.
Okay. It's been written.
Okay. Do we have it? Because if we have the motion here, we can then, Richard, I'll ask if you'll please read it, so that we can, vote on it, and then we can send it off to,
pretty help. Damn long.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You want me to do it, Richard? Actually, sure. I do have that. I was confused. Okay.
Go will for someone it. Make a motion?
I'll move. That
you want we, it read?
Yeah, but I'm gonna move first. I move that we, ask Terry, Goodman to be, the teller and to conduct this election for us. Following this, going along with this motion that you're fixing to read.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. First, I want everybody to stand up, lean backwards, stretch, and do a jumping jack. All right, let's laugh a little. Okay, here we go. Whereas Article 4, Section 10 of the Pacifica Bylaws authorizes the delegates to appoint a member of the appropriate class to complete the term of a local delegate vacancy, which occurs midterm after the alternates list from the last election has been exhausted. And whereas the KPFT delegates have a midterm vacancy and no eligible and available candidates from the last election, resolved, comma, that the election of a KPFT listener-sponsored delegate to complete the vacant three-year term, which began on December 13th, 2023, shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry Goodman serving as chair of the tellers and Sarah Roos serving as secretary ballot recipient and teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFT delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or after June 12, 2024, and that the polls shall close on Wednesday, June 19th, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Chair of the tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of the polls, chairman of the tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the delegates after the preliminary tally distribution. Final results should be ratified by a vote of the delegates. To facilitate these elections, and after the adoption of this motion, the secretary or the secretary pro tem shall send both tellers and roster of current KPFT delegates with email addresses, the names of the nominated candidates, and the position to which they have been nominated, listener-sponsored delegate in parenthesis, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. Any questions?
It's Richard's motion. Is there a second?
I second. Alan seconds.
Okay. And, is there any discussion? Let me ask this. Is there any objection to the motion? Going once, going twice, then the motion carries. And, I extend my thanks, all of our thanks to the candidates, for their willingness and their, coming here this evening, and visiting with us. Good luck to everybody. We will adjourn the delegates assembly and resume the regular meeting of the LSB. And to that end, it is time for the interim general manager's report. Sandy, you have 15 minutes.
Thank you, Mac. Hope everybody can hear me clearly. As I've said in the past few months, KPFT continues to operate well. We got through our May fund drive, and we achieved a 98% pull on our $150,000 goal. So pretty darn close. And there are so many people to say thank you to, starting with all the volunteer programmers that raised the money on air and all the people that came out and helped pitch. Thank you so much. We continue to operate with just Howard Reynolds as our one full-time employee. We do have the equivalent of four $15 per hour full-time equivalents. In other words, that would be 160 hours a week of $15 an hour labor, if you will, or contract labor, divided amongst 12 people. So everybody sharing a little bit and getting the job done, so we continue to operate 724s by two grids. Most of our programmers, or more of our programmers, are now coming in to do their programming live as opposed to sending it in, and we hope to keep pushing this and make sure that as much programming is done live instead of just recorded. There's a big difference in the way it sounds, and at Fund Drive, there's about a 4 or 5 to 1 difference in the money that can be raised during those hours. So very important from that perspective. Tentatively scheduled for Monday is the installation of another 56 bricks or so. It's going to double the size of the area or more. There's 4 or 5 larger bricks with a poem on them, etc. But this is very exciting because every one of those bricks represents a sustainer. And the sustaining program is starting to take flight, and we're starting to see some very visible results at in turn. So Mo, Thomas, and Howard, and John Amella, and Bill Crozier all worked, and we got our HD2 importer, our new piece of equipment, installed, and HD2 is now broadcasting at 100,000 watts and reliably, to the extent that we don't have an AT&T problem or a power issue due to force majeure. The point is that cleaned up all of our problems there, and I'm grateful for them all working in concert to get that done. It was a little bit tricky, but they got it done. As you know, Pacifica, or probably know, Pacifica was fined for stepping over the line in terms of some of the things done around fundraising, in particular at KPFK and WBAI. All programmers, all on-air volunteer staff must take FCC training or their shows will be pulled. There's no negotiation. It's part of the settlement with the FCC. So far, so good. The Zoom meetings for the training are being held, I think, 2 or 3 times a day. John Amella and Brad Deutsch and, I guess, Otis are spearheading that effort. So thanks to them. And thanks to all those programmers for suffering through it and for abiding by the rules going forward. HD1 and HD2 schedules again have been revised. I got a couple programming notes. Marlo's not on the call tonight, but I've got a couple programming notes I'll talk about in a second. And again, thanks to our remote team. They're planning more remotes, including one for Deadbeat up in Spring at a particular establishment that is known as a deadhead bar. R&R, Susan and other programs, Michael Woodson, are looking at remotes. This is a great way to engage the community, and the ones we've done so far have been nothing but a success. So I look forward to hearing and seeing more of those. Our fund drive, let me just comment on our May fund drive. Again, we did very well. That was the shortest fund drive that we've held, a major fund drive, since we started back on air in September of 2022. So that means the pace of funding has picked up, which includes, of course, our sustaining memberships. I want to thank members of this board, 6 of you, that volunteered to match sustainers, $1 up to 150 sustainers. Thank you for doing so. You were part of the success story. And next time around, if more of you come forward, we would have done 100% of goal. Just saying. So thanks for doing that, all. As important as raising money is giving back to the community. Our blood drive was a success as well. The blood bank took 33 units of blood, declared it an absolute success, and immediately made reservations with us again next year. They said they're coming back. So
we need to know, what is one?
Okay. I want to thank Debbie Smith and the building committee for, and Arlo, who's also one of our board ops, for taking care of the yard. DJ Iron Lungs, Jesus, in other words, who has a show called Deep Dive, for pitching in as well. It's made a difference. The building is looking good. And I got to say, it's because people are taking care of it. So that's a good thing. We're going to go forward with our splitter air conditioner in the HD1 studio. And I want to thank 68 Degrees, who volunteered to donate and install that unit. We've got some wiring to run and a hole to pop through the brick, et cetera. But we're going forward with that, and that should help out quite a bit. In terms of programming, tonight, Western World, this is DJ Chill on a new program pertaining to the Black Cowboy and rodeo and all kinds of great stories around it, little music sprinkled in. And I want to say thank you to DJ Chill for launching that, and also to Hank Rubicek, who decided to take a sabbatical for his program. And so what's your story? And I told him when he left that the door is open. So I want to thank Hank for all the good work that he did around KPFT, and here's to the future. Some of you might listen to You Talk in the morning. I also want to thank Steve Hunter. Going forward, we have Michael Woodson and Dr. John, not a musician, but a medical doctor named John, hosting the program. And already in the first two or three sessions that they've had, the phone traffic has been off the wall. I think they had like 13 calls in that hour this morning. So pretty good. So thank you to Michael and Dr. John. We continue to train board ops and make sure that they understand how to run the equipment, so we get a very good sound out of KPFT. I hope you all are enjoying some of the in studios that we've done recently and the sound that we're getting. In terms of community outreach, per Robin's report, 2,776 households are members. There are multiple people in some households, so I don't have the exact, that's how she tabulates things. We're above 3,000 members. Again, blood drive is a success. We're planning to do the Watermelon Festival. It's a KPFT benefit at Cottonwood. Cottonwood is just doing everything. We just have to show up pretty much. July 19th and 20th. It's a 2-day Friday and Saturday night. The latest listenership numbers I have are for April. The May numbers were not yet out at the time I wrote the report, nor today. Our cum went up to 87,400. Our market share remained at 0.3. Both of those metrics are light. I'd like to see about 150,000 cum and something closer to a 1.0 market share. Defining the station in those terms would mean that we would be fully funding at our current staffing and cost level, and well beyond. So just some targets to consider as we continue working together. Available cash per Markeisha as of the 10th, Monday,
$218,192. Hey, Siri, call Sister Mama Son.
Including $23,696 in restricted funds that are primarily used to pay for the Huntsville Tower. As you know, AT&T had some problems. They discontinued some of the services that we are using, but between Howard and Mo, quickly we figured a workaround, and in the process cut our costs about $70 a month. So again, thanks to both of those. Again, the fund drive, 98%, raised $146,995. The 54 for 54 campaign is up over $70,000. Largely thanks to our sustaining pledges that roll in and get tagged to that campaign. Robin's report details much of everything else. I'll take any questions that you might have.
Does anyone have any questions for the interim general manager?
Yes. You said Markeisha?
Derek, this is board business now, I think, Mac.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
But Derek, you can always reach me, gm@kpft.org.
Will do. Appreciate that.
Sure thing.
Do any members of the LSB have any questions for the interim general manager? Tori Mercer, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I mean, I really love Steve Hunter. I don't often get up early enough to listen to him, but I'm just curious, how come he's not on anymore?
I think, I don't know the answer to your question. I didn't get involved in that, Tori. That's the God honest truth. Okay, but the switch was made.
Teresa Allen.
Well, I'm just really thrilled, Sandy, that people really enjoy the doctor and Michael Woodson. And I enjoy listening to Michael Woodson, too, because I think he's very involved in the music, the arts, the culture, as well as the politics. And I'm looking forward to the show. I want to know, tell us again how you said that Amaro Blue handled the programming. How do people submit ideas for programs?
pdkpft@gmail.com.
Is that information clearly noticed on our website, that that's the way to submit ideas?
I know that the way our website works, that we've had articles that have said that. I don't know if that's up there right now. I'm sorry. It's a question that I just have to go look.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
We do make on-air mentions, and there is a cart that runs every once in a while with that information.
Good. Thank you.
I have a question, if it will help clarify something. Who superintends the website? Who's the person who puts stuff up or takes it down or whatever?
Robin has those permissions. I also have those permissions, or had them. I had a hard drive problem, and I have not yet been able to recover the password.
Okay.
It's a process the way it's done, but Robin Lewis has that capability.
Thank you. We have about three more minutes allotted to the IGM's report. Are there any other questions for Sandy? I'm looking. I don't see any hands.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I do work for an IT firm.
I apologize. Yes. This time is reserved for members of the LSB. You're welcome to attend and observe and listen, but this time is for the LSB's business.
Okay, I just had an internet question for after.
I hope you get elected. You can ask all the questions. Are there any other members of the LSB with questions for Sandy? And I'm looking, I see none, going once, going twice. Thank you very much, Sandy. Unless there's anything else you'd like to add, but we can move on and try to make up for some lost time.
Yeah, only that we survived the May fund drive, so onward to August.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Next on the agenda. Oh, Debbie?
Yeah, I have a question. Sandy, do we get with Robin for the listener sustainer people, you know, the six people?
I think Robin was chasing everybody down, and I think people have already paid, so.
If you're one of those people who matched the sustainers, then we should call Robin.
Okay.
I should have noted that we booked 207 sustainers in this drive, and we're now receiving over $23,000 in credit card pledges each and every month.
Awesome.
So I keep talking about 26,500. We took a big step forward in this drive. So good stuff.
Thank you, Sandy. Mm-hmm. Next on the agenda, We've allotted 15 minutes for PNB representative reports. I think we've lost Susan Young. Are there any other members of the, any other PNB members here? Richard, you're on the PNB.
I'm Sir Richard Lombardo.
Let Teresa go first.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I want you to know I've kind of been, I've been on vacation for a week. I'm sitting here because when we got back, the AC didn't work in the house. So I'm sweating a little bit. Just got in today. Let me assure you, I've been on 3 PNB and LSB meetings while I was on vacation in the last week. And, my husband's just thrilled when we're driving around in the car. What can I say? We have been into an executive session, so there are some things that I cannot tell you. Things that involve contracts, things that involve finances, things that involved, personnel. We are working very hard, for arrangements with, Smithsonian and another organization, I think through Mellon, for digitization of our archives. And, the personnel committee is working hard to be of assistance to LSBs who need to evaluate GMs and PDs. And we have a governance meeting, I believe it's this upcoming week. We have an executive session board meeting tomorrow. That pretty well covers for me right now.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Teresa? Richard?
I want to ask Teresa if she has that, email that the executive director sent saying what has happened here recently. Do you have that, or have you been able to look at your emails much since you got home? I can't get mine open, so I was gonna read it, but I can't get mine open.
You want to read it to the LSB now?
Yeah, so that they know what she said to us, you know.
I'm sorry, I do not have it at my fingertips, so okay. I'm sorry.
Sandy, do you have a question? You're muted, Sandy.
I'm not sure that email is totally public. That's a question, right? So from the executive director. It discusses the changes in New York.
So, Richard, do you have anything else to talk about from the PNB? We've got a few more minutes left.
Yeah, that may not be, kosher. I don't know. Because there is some, personnel stuff involved I don't want to step out of bounds on that either, but I know y'all want to know what's going on, but, I guess it depends on where you're looking at it from, but it seems to be positive. The executive director is making efforts to get our budgets down to where we can meet them. And she's having to do some pretty drastic things around, but she's making progress, I think. And y'all are just going to have to be a little bit patient to get the straight skinny on that, because as it stands right now, it's so current that we can't really come right out and tell you exactly what's happening, because there are too many sensitive areas about it.
May I interject? If anybody who's curious, it's a lot of it is public record, not the executive directors, if you Google, Pacifica FCC violation, you'll wade through the 1972 George Carlin stuff, and then you'll hit the April, news of what we did. Are there any questions, that the PNB members can answer? Going once, going twice. Okay.
You've also got Egberto may be on. I see his block.
Egberto? Well, I don't see it. Yes, he's here, but do you want to talk, Egberto? You're being invited. He's welcome to chime in at any time. You know that. So, moving on to the LSB committee reports. We've allotted 5 minutes for each. Committee of Inclusion. Anybody want to give that report? No? Do we know from that?
No, it doesn't appear Cheryl's here, so.
I didn't know if somebody else might be here. Development and Outreach. Anybody want to give a report for Development and Outreach? Okay, moving on.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you? Yes, is there anyone here on the LSB that would like to participate in the Juneteenth activities at Acres Homes? We are not driving a vehicle in the parade. If you are interested, could you please call me? You should all have my phone number. Unless you want to say now that you'd like to be involved.
Teresa, what is the date on that?
Bear with me 1 minute. Oy vey.
Chair, while Teresa's looking for that, may I speak real fast? This is V with the governor.
Excuse me. This is a member of the LSB. If you'd like to address as a member of the public, we'll be here next month. Same bat time, same bat channel.
No, I have the governance committee report. I just wanted to let you know I'm ready for that.
Okay. We'll come to that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Teresa, you were
okay. Bear with me one more minute here. It's in our minutes.
You can give it to me later, Teresa.
Okay. Is that Lyndon?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll find it and I'll come back in a minute. Okay. I'll get permission from the chair to give you the details in a minute. Thank you.
Okay. Before we move on to governance, we have a raised hand call-in user 2. Do you have a question for development and outreach?
Yeah, I'm a member of the public. I was just wondering if you're going to take public comment.
Sorry. I don't always know who's who. Thank you for.
No, are you taking public comment?
No, we are not now.
You said next month.
Yes. Governor.
Mr. Chairman, tell him what time we usually have public comment next month.
Next month?
At 8:00. 8:00 every LSB meeting, 8:00.
Central. All right, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
If we can move on to governance committee.
Okay, I just emailed it to lsb@kpft.org. That's the correct email, right?
Don't know.
Hello.
I don't know what you emailed. Did you have a report?
I emailed the report. I'm going to read it out loud, but I just wanted to make sure that y'all also get it so you can read it.
Please go ahead. You've got 5 minutes.
Okay. So I'm just going to read what I sent y'all. KPFT Governance Committee report. So on the 30th of January, this date is wrong, actually, my bad. It's 2014. It should be 2024. Mr. Uzel convened the first meeting. 29 members who attended elected Mama PK as pro tem chair and Mariana Martinez as pro tem secretary. After several governance committee meetings that we couldn't reach quorum at on the 21st, we finally did reach quorum and, we passed without objection that we approved the minutes of January 30th. We approved the election of, we approved to have an election for permanent chair and secretary. And we had a pro tem chair and secretary elected at that point, which is myself and Nikki Llewellyn. We also approved to keep nominations open until the, until that Friday. And we, let's see, we had some excused absences and, we approved every second Tuesday of the month as, regular meeting of the governance committee. So that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Any member of the LSB have any questions for, about the governance committee's business? Richard, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I have two issues that I want to bring up, that, first off, it was a little raucous last night, but, you know, we've been in raucous meetings before. I'm not here to shut the governance committee down. I heard that somebody said that apparently there's, you know, a lot of fear around Pacifica, that fear mongering. And I'm not here to do that. And I don't think anybody else is either, but I am here. So like I say, I have two issues. I am here to challenge that election on procedural grounds, not the outcome. The outcome may go whichever way it goes, but the procedure I feel, and some of the other people feel, wasn't right. And I think that needs to be, clarified before we move on.
Your question to explain the procedure? I can certainly do that.
No, I'm trying to make a statement here. I'm not arguing with you. I just want to get my statement out, or my two statements. First off, I like to say that I'm challenging the governance election for chair and secretary because, just a second. I'm one of those infamous old people that they talk about sometimes, you know. Yeah, I agree. Young people need to get here quick. But that there was no recording, provided, for that meeting on the 21st. Now it may have been posted today or something like that, but there was no recording. So the secretary, that was working on that was Mariana Martinez, and there were no notes given to her. And so she didn't know how to judge what exactly went down. And excuse us, but we want to make sure that it's done right and that everybody is everything is kosher. If I may use that word, I don't know. And I also question at least two of the votes, that should not have been counted, in my opinion.
Richard, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have limited time. I understand that your questions are regarding the, procedure of the election and so forth. I have a question. Where is the appropriate venue to take that challenge?
I'd like to move that we add 15 minutes to the time so that we can look at what I'm talking about.
I second.
Okay.
I second.
Is there any objection to extending the time? And to clarify, are you moving to extend the time for this discussion regarding governance or 15 minutes to the meeting?
I don't know. How late is it? What time is it?
Well, it's your motion. You're trying to figure out. It's 9:22.
Okay. Maybe we ought to put that on the meeting.
All right. Is that the motion that is seconded? To add 15, to extend the meeting by 15 minutes.
Yes.
That would mean.
Could I ask a question? What is the meeting closing at 10 and now it will be 10:15?
That would be the effect of the motion carrying.
I object.
Me too.
Three hour meetings are far too long.
Yeah, much too long. Okay. I don't even know what we're trying to discuss here, to be honest.
Right. All right. So hang on. We have a motion to extend. We have a second and we have an objection. The objection, as I understood it, is that 15 more minutes is just too damn long. We've already been here and we're going to be here. Have I fairly stated the objection?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to overrule the objection. I'm going to ask if we can compromise and add 5 minutes to this discussion of the governance committee so Richard can get his question out and we can figure out where this actually should go. If we need to extend again, we can do that. Is there anybody opposed to that? 5 minutes to this discussion?
Yeah, I'm opposed to it.
Well, great. Then I guess we're going to have a vote.
No, you don't need to vote. Just go on and, you know.
Well, you moved for 15 minutes. There's an objection.
Now you're telling me.
Yes, please. Discussion.
Well, the thing is that I'd like to plea to this body that, yes, we all want to get out of here. We all want to go to bed. But the thing is that there are some important issues that have to do with the governance of our foundation. And if we don't sort that out in just, you know, I mean, Richard is only asking for 15 minutes. If you cannot take 15 minutes just to listen to what happened and what's going on here, I mean, what are we here for?
I'm trying to take a vote on that very question.
Discussion.
Chair, may I say something? I'm not a board member.
No, you may not. I'm sorry. Okay. Rob, but
we ought to be able, I'm happy to extend for 5 minutes, but there's no way in the world a meeting should last for more than 3 hours. Matter of fact, it shouldn't last more than 2 hours. So I won't be able to attend after 10.
Okay.
I agree with Rob.
So,
I mean, if
hang on. I've tried to offer a compromise. Richard said no, he wants 15 minutes. So that calls for a vote. We've got his motion to extend. We've got objections. So call for a vote.
We're going to spend more time talking about this.
We have.
Yeah. So let me retract my objection. Let's just move on.
Okay. May I get an answer to my question? And this is, I'll address this to the body. I understand your objections to the procedure of the election. My question is, where is the appropriate venue to address those issues? Is that here on the LSB or that at the PNB? I don't know.
It's here.
Sir, it would actually be the governance committee.
Excuse me, V. You're not in this meeting.
Mr. Chair, this is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
The election that came from governance went through the LSB and now it's being challenged after the fact. Since it's a previously resolved something, you're basically asking for somebody at the LSB to push a motion to change something previously resolved.
So I think that the answer to my question is we're the ones going to have to resolve this. And it would be us. The governance committee is merely part of the LSB. It operates under the auspices of the LSB. And so, I guess I've answered my questions, my own question. Given the lateness of the, how do y'all want to handle that? I would suggest, given the lateness of the hour, and we still have business to take care of, that this issue raised by Richard be tabled until the next meeting, and we'll take it up as unfinished business.
Postponed.
Yeah. I think that will perhaps allow people to get their ducks in a row, and we can proceed in an orderly manner to address the issues you've raised. I mean, I think they're important issues, but
let me take a couple of these minutes. They're all going out the window because you were talking about procedure. Let me finish what I was saying. I don't have much more to say on that.
Okay.
I was excited that plus we need to make sure that all the non-LSB members need to declare if they're want to be in a cab or they want to be in a governance committee. You can't be in both. And I thought everybody knew that, but they don't seem to. And I had a motion about rosters for the committee that is similar to a motion that came out of the PNB. And I can't get into my computer
I might be able to help. The directive out of the PNB was that we assemble a as you say, a roster of all of the members that will be easily accessible to everyone. It will reflect their tenure and when they were elected, and so we can keep a better track of.
I'm talking roster for the committee.
Right. I understood you to be saying that it was patterned after that. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
May I move that whereas it's not uncommon to find minutes that lack a list of groups members requiring listening to the audio archive to ascertain who is conducting the business, and resolve that all KPFT LSB committee agendas and minutes shall include a section stating the names of all the group's members in alphabetical order, and resolve that a committee must have a clearly documented roster in order for the business it conducts to be valid.
Second that.
Second, absolutely.
Everyone hear the motion? Is there any discussion? Any questions?
Adriana,
you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you. I agree that we should have it, but I want to remind everybody that the audios are not there even from some of our meetings. The minutes are not there for some of LSB meetings. And the one that had the audios is, you know, it's been recorded automatically by Otis when they put us on the stream. You should ask Otis to please post those audios. I agree totally that should be there, but they are missing from the PNB, from the LSB, and from every other committee.
So is there any objection to the motion?
If that includes every committee, I agree.
Every committee.
Okay, that was what I heard. With that clarification, that it will apply to all the committees, is there any objection to the motion? Going once, going twice. Thank goodness, gracious, it's passed.
Okay. Now about my challenge to the election. How are you gonna postpone that and just?
I have asked, and I'm fixing to make a decision given the lateness of the hour. But I I have suggested that we table it. I understand your issues.
Postpone it.
Okay, postpone it. Yeah, that's.
That's the term.
Yeah. Tabling it. Yeah. Right. So, do you have an objection to that? I'm trying to help you here, brother.
Objection? What?
To tabling the motion. I'm not trying to run roughshod. I'm just trying to get this done.
Postpone it until next. Postpone, yeah. Not table. You want to postpone it until the next meeting and put it at the first of the meeting, and we'll tear up some time at the first of the meeting instead of waiting at the end. But I insist that we get these things straight before we go any further.
Okay. I'm okay with that. And if the secretary will make a note, we can certainly craft the agenda to take up this unfinished business early on, and maybe we can
on July 10th.
What?
Our next meeting is July the 10th.
Okay.
I tried to bring this stuff up last night, but
it was impossible. I understand.
I was yelled down and nobody would recognize me. So, you know, I'm getting a run around from a lot of folks and it isn't fair.
Well, I'm certainly not.
Yeah, let's postpone it and move on. I think we've covered that, but we were still in the report of governance. Yeah. So are we finished with that? Or are we going back to finish it?
Unless anybody has any questions about the report.
Mr. Chair, are there any objections?
Objections to
postponing this to July 10th.
Are there any objections to postponing it till the next meeting on July 10th?
Sorry, I don't know. What are we postponing?
Yes, that's what the words mean. Yes.
What are we postponing? What is it? What Teresa offered to postpone?
Adriana, I can't take notes for you. We've had a long and round discussion about the objections to the Governance Committee's constitution, the constitution of the...
Mr. Chair, that is not my question. Teresa offered to postpone what? We already agreed to postpone the discussion. What is Teresa postponing now? What is that?
No, that's it's
the not, same. It's, the
it's,
same.
It's, then why she need to reiterate that?
Adriana, I can't take notes for you and run the meeting. We're all talking about the same thing. We're going to table this discussion regarding governance until the next meeting. Mary Ann, you've got your hand up and you haven't contributed for a while.
I do think that postponing it is just delaying something that is too important. It is our job as board members to oversee the work of our committees. And if we have a committee that's a renegade committee and in a lot of trouble, and a very important committee because it's the governance, which is what we do is govern the station, okay? And we're not going to address that issue or find it urgent. What are we here for?
I take your point respectfully. No, I don't think anyone is arguing the urgency of it or arguing against the urgency of it. I'd like to get our ducks in a row so we can do something in an organized manner and actually address the issue. That doesn't seem where we are this evening. Hang on. We've had a motion to postpone it until next week. I asked if there were any objections. Do I understand that you object to postponing it until the next meeting, in which case we'll take a vote?
I do object.
Okay. Then, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chair.
Are we voting?
Apparently we're going to vote, yes.
Okay. Before we vote, could I say one thing?
Yes, please.
This is a very complex issue. There's a time element here. I suggest that each person that would like to have a discussion and have their points made for next week to give us a written little memo on what they think is good or bad so that we can be briefed on this. And there's a lot of unnecessary time taken on this that I think if we were pre-briefed beforehand with written memos, that it would make it much easier. I'm having a hard time with this because I am unable to follow it, and there's so much vitriol. I did participate in the meeting.
Okay. Let me restate the motion, and I'll ask you to call the roll, take the vote. The motion is to table the objections and discussion regarding the Ordinance Committee's constitution. Table, postpone, it's the same thing. Until next month's meeting on July 10th. Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll? Yes vote means it's postponed. A no vote means we're going to sit here and suffer through.
Okay. So if you would, everybody unmute. Here we go. You heard what Mac says. Yes is to postpone. Two means not to. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
David Britton.
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Lillian.
Yes.
Adriana Casaneve.
Pass.
Pardon me?
She said pass.
Pass. Very good. Pass. Joseph Davis.
I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Elaine Duncan. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Henry Faust.
Yes.
Robert Gardner. Robert, you with us?
Move on.
Okay. Robert Lee, yes. Mike Lewis.
No.
Cheryl Lynn. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Matt McPherson.
Sadly, yes.
Tori Mercer.
Yes.
Stuart Nance.
Yes.
Rick Norris. Frank Protka.
Yes.
Jane Schneider, Scheidler.
Move on.
I'll come back. Debbie Smith.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Abstain. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Susan Young. Okay. I'll tabulate this.
Bob wants to vote.
Bob, Robert Gardner.
Yeah, I vote to delay, as my understanding. Yeah.
Delay is a yes. Thank you, Robert. Bob. Okay. Do you want me to give you the numbers? So many yeses and so many noes, or just
I think that's necessary.
Okay, so yes is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses.
Point of information, did you get Adriana Casaneve's vote after she passed?
Yes, I'm not counting that.
What her vote is.
Well, excuse me, did she change her vote?
She didn't vote.
A pass
is not a vote. She gets another chance to vote.
Yeah, that's okay. I abstain.
You abstain. Very good. Okay. Noes. Four noes. Yes, 13. Noes, 4.
Okay. The motion carries, and we will. Let us try to organize a methodical way next month to address this. Moving on, MSRC, I know that we've lost Susan. Finance Committee.
Yes, thank you. I was really hoping, and I still hope to have the 2025 budget before the on the agenda for July also. So it could be busy. We on April 24th, the Finance Committee passed the fiscal year 2025 budget that was presented by Sandy and Markeisha. It was passed without dissent, unanimous, and it shows an income of $11,180. And when you add back in the depreciation, which generally is done, a depreciation of $28,800, which is not a cash item, which is why it is then added back in. So your EBITDA is like $39,980. We'll just round it up to $40,000. And as I said, we passed that on April 24th, so it certainly should be on the July agenda. And if we do pass it out of the LSB on the July agenda, we will be the first LSB, the first station to pass our budget for fiscal year 2025. And as soon as I'm notified that this will be on the agenda, I will send out the budget to all the members of the LSB.
Thank you, Lyndon.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chair,
Joseph? Any questions for Lyndon?
Mr. Chair, Joseph?
Yes, Joseph.
It's difficult getting to the stuff. usually when we were on the Finance Committee before, we never waited on anyone, and the fact that he's gotten approved budget, I was just wondering is there someone specific he's waiting for before he goes ahead and presents it to the LSB? Thank you.
I asked if we could have it on the agenda for tonight, but there was the issue of getting filling our vacant LSB slot. So because of time, I believe it was not put on tonight's agenda. So it's really a matter of time and priorities, Joseph. Does that answer your question?
Well, I'm just saying it's your choice. You're the chair. I mean, you're the chair.
I am the chair of the Finance Committee, but I am not, I don't make the agenda for the LSB.
I understand. I'm just saying you could have presented it and Mr. McPherson can decide that, but there you go. Thank you.
No, that never came up. But anyway, point taken, I guess. Is there any, this is going to sound funny when I ask it, is there any unfinished business? That is to say, business.
I have my hand up, meeting. Mr.
What
Chair.
Now? What now?
I have my hand up.
Oh, well, you always, yes.
Thank you. Lyndon, I will ask, I asked in the meeting, in the Finance Committee meeting, first of all, obviously we agree, but I asked for the budget. We saw the different tabs to be sent, and you told me that you will, but I never received it. Please, I want to remind you to send it to me. Thank you.
Actually, I asked you to contact me outside of the meeting, and which you did not do. And I don't believe I asked for the entire budget. I don't believe I'm going to send the entire budget. I'm not going to send all the details behind the numbers. Because sometimes people can take those, it'll get spread all through the network and other things can happen with it. And in a lot of times in business, you just don't do that.
Why? Then it means that there are different levels of delegates. I mean, I need to vote, but I don't need to know. What are we voting? And this is
you saw the numbers. And if you have some specific questions,
we are departing.
If you have specific questions,
time out.
You can ask them.
Adriana, he's trying to answer your question and you're shouting over him, making me shout over you. Let him answer your question, take a breath, and then ask your next question, but let him answer.
As I said, if you have some questions, specific questions, please give them to me, but I'm not going to send out every last detail behind the numbers.
Well, did you finish the answer? Okay. What I said, that we always, since I'm in this board, since I came to Pacifica in 2012, we always, the LSV, need to vote knowing the details. I was calling the meeting, said that some of us were paranoid. I'm not paranoid. I'm doing my fiduciary duties. It's my right. And I signed a confidentiality agreement. It's up to me to see all the details. If not, tell me, sir, what are you taking that make you different from us? Why is the difference between what you can see and what I can see? That is not right. And we always manage this with all the details. Even if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but we have that right. Unless that, you know, you want to go against our bylaws and against the California Corporation Code from nonprofit that said that I have that right. Thank you.
Yes, Teresa, your point of order.
Ms. Casanave is repeating herself, and it's becoming like a lecture to Foley. So
sustained. So, is there any new business? We are coming up hard on our time certain. Is there any new business? Yes.
I was asked a question about the Juneteenth. It's on Saturday, June the 15th. And the new Pride Parade is on June the 22nd. So if anyone is interested, especially any programmers, if you have a program that relates to these public events, we would love to work with you to participate in these events. So please, for the programmers on this call, please talk to other programmers about we'd like to have programmers at these events to kind of promote their shows. So Saturday, June the 15th, New Pride on the 22nd, and I guess Sandy will have information for us next month about the Watermill Melon Fest coming up. Thank you.
Rob, your hand is up.
In preparation of next month's meeting, I was serious about my comments for trying to do something handle personnel and make awards to programmers or the like. I would solicit anybody that is interested or thinks I'm crazy to reach out to me, and I'd like to be able to discuss that next month if we have time on whether or not that would make some sense. You know, we spend time doing calling out employees and volunteers. I would suggest that we discuss something to try to be a little bit more formal. I'll be short on that. It's almost the hour, but I would take any comment from anybody after this meeting. Email's the best. Thank you.
All right. Our next meeting will be on, I keep hearing July 10th, but my agenda says July 11th. Let's look at that. July. And I believe that's a typo on the agenda. It will be July 10th, 2024 at 7 p.m. Is there a motion?
I move to adjourn.
Is there any objection?
No.
Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Bye, everyone.
Hasta later.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.